At the 2013 CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with Dan Maggart. And Dan, I know you work in the agronomy area for GrowMark. Tell me a little bit about how or why GrowMark is so supportive of the work being done by CTIC.
Well, GrowMark being a basic, I would say, a distributor, but also has a retail arm that we go to the farm directly to the farm gate and make nutrient recommendations to growers. So the fact that we're able, I say we're privileged to be able to use all sorts of tools as far as nutrients, as far as fertilizers, and being able to go to the farm and make timely applications. So we want to maintain that privilege that we've had for years and be good stewards of course, the land, but also of water bodies and folks that are downstream. We want to be good stewards of that.
So how are you involved with this year's tour that's taking place here in Livingston County, Illinois?
Well, of course, we're sponsors of the tour. I'm not sure what level, but I think it's at a high level. Mm-hmm. And then we're offering services like some speakers at the event this year, any kind of support that was requested, and tour guides and mm-hmm. such as that.
So we are in an area where CTIC's had an, ongoing, it's been a couple years now, Indian Creek Watershed Project. How important is that kind of work to your members and to the customers they serve?
Well, I think being an organization that is stretched out over a large geography, in other words, from Illinois to Iowa, Wisconsin, our core geography, but then stretched out into the East Coast and Canada and almost nationally, it just gives us a good, good template to take to other parts of our trade territory and implement in those areas as well.
In areas that you've been lately, like here, how would you describe conditions you've seen? Things looking a little better than they were last year this time?
Well, it depends. That's my answer. And the reason I say that, last year, of course, we were in the throes of a drought. Mm-hmm. We had started off the year rather normal, but then we quit raining at a certain point, just about this time of the year. So we went through a drought, high heat, which was adverse to crop growing conditions. And right now we're actually pretty good as far as moisture goes, except our crop is late. We had a late start to the crop. So, right now what I see we're July 10th, and I don't think I've seen any corn tasseling yet. So generally about the 4th of July, maybe we're through with pollination. So we're that far behind, maybe a month behind.
Anything that you would like folks to know about what GrowMark's doing in the agronomy area? I know we've had Howard Brown here talk about mom, and of course we don't mean our mom, and I'm not, I haven't memorized it enough to say what mom stands for. Maybe you know, though.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure I can divulge it right now either, but I think the critical thing for agronomy services anyway, that part of GrowMark, that part of the agronomy division, is that we are charged with training our sales force and our folks that are coming up and that are actually going through the farm gate making recommendations. And this group just has historically done a tremendous job doing that. In fact, there's 20 years of just what we would call on-site training. We have special schools for young crop specialists, getting them up to speed. And then we have regular updates just throughout the year. Numerous times during the year we just re-educate and get that message across to our distribution and our retail outlets.
Well, thank you very much, Dan Maggart. Certainly we appreciate the support from GrowMark. I know CTIC as an organization does here as well. Here at the 2013 CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.